State Briefs, written by Sean McFarland, and read by an automated voice. Iowa. Lawmakers seek to standardize renewable facilities regulations. A House subcommittee advanced a bill that would create standard language for counties to adopt pertaining to setbacks, moratoriums, property tax, and other siting considerations for renewable facilities. The bill would allow local authorities to determine things like setback standards, shadow flicker standards, and sound limitations, but only within certain ranges set by the bill. The bill would still allow counties to place a single, temporary moratorium for up to 6 months on new wind projects, and it would not allow eminent domain to be used to acquire rights of way for construction or operation. The bill heads to the House Commerce Committee. More Iowa Capital Dispatch. Maine. House backs aggressive emissions cuts. The House voted 75-64 in favor of updating the state's carbon allowance program, taking a more aggressive approach to cutting emissions from power plants. Under current law, Maine is to lower its carbon emissions cap by 2.5% each year. The bill approved by the House would speed up that timeline and, starting later this decade, would sharply increase annual reductions. From 2027 to 2028, the allowable emissions would drop by 12.5%. The bill estimates the total carbon emissions allowance would decline by 90% over the next 10 years. The bill now moves to the Senate. More News Center Maine. Maryland. Discounted rates for low-income residents to take effect by 2027. The Public Service Commission issued an order that will allow low-income residents to receive a discounted electricity and gas rate. The program, which will go into effect by January 1, 2027, will automatically apply to most low-income customers who are signed up to receive assistance through the Office of Home Energy Programs. The program will have a tiered structure, so households with the lowest incomes would receive the most assistance. The goal, according to the PSC, is to bring households' energy costs to 6% of their annual income. It's not clear how the utilities will recover the costs for the program, but it would likely be spread among remaining ratepayers. More Maryland matters. Missouri. PSC approves Ameren Gas battery plant site. The Public Service Commission formally approved an agreement to allow Ameren to build a new natural gas plant and battery storage facility on the site of the retired Rush Island coal plant. The Big Hollow Energy Center calls for an 800 megawatts natural gas plant alongside a 400 megawatts battery storage system. Construction is slated to begin within the next year with operations set for 2028. More KTVI. New Mexico. Senate rejects bill to codify state's emissions goals. The Senate voted 23-19 to kill a bill that would have codified emissions reduction goals into law. Senate President pro tempore Mimi Stewart again attempted to codify the goals into state law based on a 2019 executive order by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Opponents said the bill would impact the food and fuel costs and hurt the state's economy. More Source NM. Or EGEON. DOE awards $12 million to 24 renewable projects. The State Department of Energy selected 24 recipients to receive nearly $12 million in Community Renewable Energy Grant Program funds. The program supports planning and construction of renewable energy or energy resilience projects for tribes, public bodies, and consumer-owned utilities. The DOE received 76 applications requesting over $46 million in the fourth round of grant funding. Awards were chosen on a competitive basis. The program was created by the legislature in 2021. More Solar Power World. Texas. Hood County rejects data center moratorium. Following more than 8 hours of discussion, Hood County commissioners voted 3-2 to reject a temporary moratorium on new industrial development, including data centers. The failed moratorium would have paused new data center development for 6 months while the county studied impacts to water supplies, energy demand, air quality, wildlife and residents' quality of life. It could have affected four projects in early planning. Adding to the debate was a letter from State Senator Paul Betancourt, chair of the Senate Committee on Local Government, to Attorney General Ken Paxton, which warned counties had no constitutional or statutory authority to impose development moratoriums. More, Texas Tribune. Virginia. Bill would put more costs on data centers, slash residential rates. Senator L. Louise Lucas introduced an amendment to a bill that would levy more energy costs on Dominion Energy data centers and save residential customers about $5.50 per month. The amended bill would allow the State Corporation Commission to determine if it is in the public's interest for large load customers to cover the cost of distributing power to data centers and for Dominion's capacity auctions. If the SEC approves, those costs could shift to new and existing data centers through 2033. The SEC estimated average residential customers will see rates reduced by 3.4%, about $5.52 monthly, and the data center customers' rate will increase by 15.8%. The bill advanced out of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee and heads to the Senate Finance Committee. More, Virginia Mercury. Washington. Lawmakers quickly passed bill to penalize coal use. The House of Representatives voted 63-33 to pass a bill that would levy a new coal tax on TransAlta Corporation if it continues to operate its Centralia coal plant. The bill is in response to a DOE emergency order issued to TransAlta in December, ordering the company to keep the plant available for operation for 90 days with possible extensions after that. The measure would remove tax and regulatory exemptions agreed to 15 years ago as part of the coal phase-out deal between TransAlta and the state. TransAlta idled the power plant in December to comply with a 2011 agreement to phase out coal power in the state by the end of 2025. The bill heads to the Senate. More, Washington State Standard. Wisconsin. Democratic lawmakers propose data center moratorium. A group of Democratic state lawmakers announced a proposal to enact a moratorium on data center construction. The bill wouldn't allow the construction of any data centers in the state until it establishes a data center planning authority and prohibits energy and water costs from being shifted to residential utility customers, among other things. Several pieces of legislation to regulate data center construction have already been proposed in the legislature. In January, Assembly Republicans passed a bill that would establish some regulations, but Democrats said it didn't do enough to prevent costs from being passed on to regular consumers. More, Wisconsin Examiner. Wyoming. Nuclear waste referendum fails House vote. A measure to ban spent nuclear fuel waste storage failed to receive the two-thirds vote required to advance in a legislature session. The measure, which died on the House floor with a 32-30 vote, would have put a referendum on the next general election ballot to amend the state constitution to ban nuclear waste storage unless approved by voters on a case-by-case basis. More, Wyo. File.